11 o'clock is the time. Time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
I wonder if you can tell me if there are any other singing games that you play.
Yes, Daddy Go Round the Moon.
That sounds most interesting. I've never heard of that one before. How do you play that?
Make a ring and dance round and sing and cup your legs up and then say oops.
Oh, that sounds a very jolly one. And then after you've said whoops, what happens? Do you start going round the other way again?
Yes.
That sounds very interesting. Are you going to play that now?
Yes.
I'd love to see it. Thank you very much.
Sally, go round the moon. Sally, go round the sun. Sally, go round the moon.
Seems a very jolly one. The children seem to be enjoying it very much indeed. They get great fun out of their whoop with a kick in the air.
Children from the Heathcote School in Wandsworth in South London, recorded in 1938. Another of the children's singing games I came across in the BBC archive. I'm not sure that the Heathcote School is in Wandsworth anymore, but maybe you've got some memories. And I suppose it's just possible you might even be on those recordings. That would be amazing. Do let us know. Welcome to Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington with you until 12:30. This is the Portuguese singer Dona Rosa, who was a well-known figure in the alleys of Lisbon in the 1970s, a blind singer who used to accompany herself on the triangle. Some years later, she was invited to make a recording, and Soluge is now her fourth CD. And with her band, here's a traditional song called Alecrim.
Alecrim, alecrim, no arado que nós se no monte se exerce. I'll burn.
Take pity and have mercy on your children, on the poor and the helpless. Send your angels to help them. That was a Hebrew chant sung by Lior El-Malich, following Glass Flower from John Sermon's Saltash Bells album. And first of all, there, the blind Portuguese singer Dona Rosa and a traditional song called Alecrim, which comes from her most recent album, Soluge. It's always a pleasure to hear from the singer Jason Steele, and last month saw a new album out from him called The Weight of Care. Jason's own drawings grace the cover. There's a picture of a waistcoated hare. And the first song is about the artist Dürer, whose own portrayal of a hare is such a famous image.
Just as Jora drew the hair, I was drawn to you. Though I saw you stood where briar and bramble needs a journey, a devil needs a dare, and yes, I was drawn to you as June.
Timi pulianga te tane, tisa upu akange ni fuananga lengale. Takare kutiaru, upule kutiang. Timi pulika, faisa hulia viang. Tisa upanande ha timi pulianga te tane, tisa upu akange ni fuananga lengale. Nakare kutiaru, upule kutiang. Timi pulika, faisa hulia viang. Kwavi, kwavi, tifanandeha. Kwavi, kwavi, tifanandeha. Kwavi, kwavi, marainkariva. Kwavi, kwavi, marainkariva. Tisa upa na deha timi pulianga te tane. Tisa upu akanga ni fuhana ngalinale. Takare kutiaru, kupule kutiangi. Timi pulika, faisa hulea viangi. Wavi, wavi, tifana deha. Wavi, wavi, tifana deha. Wavi, wavi, marainkariva. Wavi, wavi, tifana deha. Lalia vauza hai ti hu pulake Milali lalia vauza hai huaviaga Huaviaga va marangariva Huaviaga va Huavi, huavi tifanandeha Huavi, huavi tifanandeha Huavi, huavi marangariva Huavi, huavi Marainkariva, kwavi, kwavi, tifanandeha, kwavi, kwavi, tifanandeha, kwavi, kwavi, marainkariva, kwavi, kwavi, marainkariva.
That's music from Madagascar, a singer called Chrysanto, recorded at the Victory Hotel in Tulia in 2009 by James Parkin and the World Roots team. And James is actually one of the best travel writers I know, so I have to tell you the story he told me about recording that music. Tulia is a sort of forgotten coastal town in southwest Madagascar, and it's really suffered heavily in Madagascar's recent political instability. Facilities there are really basic, and there wasn't a huge choice of hotels. But they settled on one run by an extremely fraught Frenchman who very grudgingly let the team record a session there on their first afternoon. But just before the end of it, he flew into a rage and ordered everyone to leave immediately. Eventually, he calmed down and agreed that everyone could stay, but just until the next morning. Apparently, he said the musicians were making too much noise, even though they were the only guests staying there. They were using too much electricity, but all the BBC's equipment runs on batteries. And no, he couldn't put any water in the swimming pool. Well, they finished the session, which was with the Orchestra of Madagascar, led by Justin Vallee, and that was broadcast on Radio 3 in 2010. Then they had a rather tense meal in the hotel restaurant, and they did indeed leave the hotel the next morning. 10 minutes later, they were checked into the charming Victory Hotel of Tulia, run by an affable Dutchman and a bon viveur called Raoul, and the team was treated like royalty. And that afternoon, they recorded a session with the singer you've just heard, Chrysanto, whose virtuosic command of the electric guitar they'd met during the Orchestra of Madagascar's session. He combines traditional Malagasy styles of playing with the technology of the electric guitar, and the results are quite simply mesmerising. And as James said, we recorded him by the Victory swimming pool, which was full at the time, with Raoul at all times hovering in the background with a tray of drinks. And we finished the session just before that evening's sporadic gunfire got going. And the music you heard before that was by Jason Steele from his new album called The Weight of Care, and that was the track called Dura. Now, the BBC is celebrating the piano in its piano season. Yesterday, I played you Ashley Wass playing part of Beethoven Symphony No. 6 in a transcription by Liszt. And tonight, here's another transcription. This is Bach, transcribed by Saint-Saëns, played here by Nadezhda Vlayeva. Thank you. Beautiful. Nadezhda Vlayeva playing Sasson's transcription of the Largo from Bach's Sonata No. 3 for solo violin. And the piano season continues here on Radio 3, and there are lots of opportunities for you to get involved. Do have a look at the Radio 3 website. Now, you might think that the tuba and saxophone are unlikely partners, but a new recording by Daniel Heschkadal and Marius Neset is yet another fine album coming out of Edition Records. Their album's called Neck of the Woods, and here are a couple of tracks, beginning with one of Daniel's compositions called Preludium.
Egar ein Pilgrim, bar Ješ sorga, da torka stora, da ringen meir blir lagt du på bora. Jura eiga I den ruhig søsje,
I'm a Stranger and a Pilgrim. The singer Halvard Djupvik joining Marius Neset and Daniel Herskedal there in an arrangement of a traditional Norwegian folk song. And that followed a piece called Preludium. And that's from the same album, the duo album from Marius and Daniel, which is called Neck of the Woods. The Tusk Festival is coming up very soon, the weekend of the 5th to the 7th of October in Newcastle upon Tyne. And on the bill is one Rodri Davis. A look ahead to the Tusk Festival there in Newcastle-upon-Tyne, the weekend of the 5th to the 7th of October. That was Kath and Phil Tyler, who are on the lineup with Wild Stormy Deep. And before that, Rodri Davis, who you can also hear that weekend, a track from him called Plossif. And details, of course, of the festival on the Tusk Festival website. Now, the next track I'm going to play you tonight is a little piece of history, says World Roots producer James Parkin. It's music from Mali, performed by a singer called Alasho, beginning with an antelope song. It was, says James, a boiling hot afternoon in Bamako. It's always boiling hot in Bamako. And the World Roots team crossed the Malian capital, heading for a Tuareg cultural centre. Well, that turned out to be a tent next to a busy dual carriageway. And on that day, it was especially busy as Bamako's busiest river bridge had been closed for the start of 6 weeks of renovation, which was the talk of the town. They were very keen to record a Tuareg group in Bamako. It was 2 years ago now, and already then it was impossible to go north to places like Timbuktu. Tuareg rebels were running amok in the north and the Malian authorities were losing control. And since then, there's been a coup and all sorts of political unrest, and all of Mali is now almost impossible to visit. Well, the idea, says James, that they could just sit in a tent next to a dual carriageway and record a group of desert nomads in Mali's capital is nothing more than anachronistic. Yes, truly a little piece of history. Trumpeter Arve Henriksen from his 2007 album Strion, named after the place where he grew up, and a time in his life where he really began connecting back with his childhood and its influences. And Arve's fans will be delighted to know that there's a vinyl box set of his music coming out before too long, which also includes some new material. Music from Mali just before that by Alasho, an antelope song, and then Edunia Tegela, recorded in Bamako in a tent next to a dual carriageway. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. In 1979, Xenakis wrote a piece for six percussionists called Pleiades, named after the daughters of Atlas who were transformed into stars. The first movement of the piece is called Meto, with each musician playing the six zen, named after the six musicians and the first three letters of Xenakis' name, an instrument that was built specially for the piece, 19 metal plates hit with metal hammers. Playing that movement here is the Swedish Kromata Percussion Ensemble.
Thank you.
The first movement from a piece called Pleiades by Xenakis, which he wrote in 1979. I'm playing it there, the Swedish group the Chromata Percussion Ensemble. The duo of Philip Henry and Hannah Martin are currently on tour. Do go and see them if you get a chance. I'll give you some dates coming up very shortly. Here's a track from their album Singing the Bones. This is called Courting is a Pleasure.
Courting is a pleasure between my love and I. It's down in yon green valley, I'll meet her by and by. It's down in yon green valley, she my heart's delight, and it's Molly, lovely Molly, I would stay till broad daylight. Going to church on Sunday, my love, she passed me by. I knew her mind was altered by the roving of her eye. I knew her mind was altered by a lad of high degree. And it's Molly, lovely Molly, your looks have wounded me. Upstepped her true love Willie, with a bottle in his hand, saying, drink this lovely Molly, for our love will never stand. Saying, drink this lovely Molly, drink the bottle and go free, for it's 10 guineas away. Shall be. Mm-hmm. husky brays, I will never see you more. For America lies far away, and that land I will go and see, and may all bad luck attend the one who parted my love.
This is a very pretty game to watch. The girls all hold hands and skip into the centre, and then when they come back again, they join hands with their partner and skip round together before they join hands again.
Well, there's only a very tiny clip of that children's game called Shoe Fly in the BBC archives. Children in a playground in Millwall on the Isle of Dogs, as the label reads, and obviously next to a very busy road, recorded in the late 1930s. And that followed on from Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, Courting is a Pleasure. That comes from their CD, Singing the Bones. Phil and Hannah are currently on tour. They're touring till the 1st of December. You can catch them on Friday at the Goose Is Out Folk Club in London, on Saturday at the Davy Lamp Folk Club in Washington, Tyne and Wear. And there are dates in October in Totnes, at the Colstock Arts Centre in Cornwall, Exmouth, Tewkesbury, Yeovil, Bristol, Salisbury, Norwich, Leigh-on-Sea, Uxbridge, Barnstable, Poole and Hitchin. So hopefully they're somewhere near you. BJ Cole has a new album out with Guy Jackson, and on this track they're joined by Illan pipes player Davy Spillane. This is a track called Free Air.
Thank you.
The night I ran too hard, to the drink I fell into, mystic court of memory, I sat and spoke with you, sat and spoke with you. And the sorrows of the world all rose up in chorus, as our eyes like anchors fell to the feast before us. I'd never learn, wish I'd never learn. Then the sun began to bow as though he were waning, and the constants of this world did begin their changing.
Jason Steele again there, and a track called The Feast, which comes from his new album, The Weight of Care. And that followed BJ Cole with Guy Jackson and Davy Spillane on Illan Pipes, and a track called Free Air. BJ Cole, by the way, is going to be at King's Place in London with a group, 1982, on the 20th of October. 1982 are Nils Erklund, Sibjørn Appeland and Øyvind Skarbø. And BJ and Nils first met doing a Late Junction session for us a few years ago, so that's rather nice to see them carrying on that relationship. Also on the bill that night at King's Place are the very young but really rather good Moskus Trio. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with Shah's Feckle. They're the quartet of Shah on sax, Urs Müller on guitar, Lionel Gaffner on bass, and the drummer from Nick Betcher's Ronin, Kasper Rast. And this is a track called Massive Bereavement. Thanks for your company tonight. Hope you can join me again tomorrow night for Late Junction at 11 o'clock.
Welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. When Liszt took holy orders in his mid-50s, he didn't suddenly switch from the good life to pursue a monk-like existence. His amorous adventures were just as much the talk of Europe after he'd become Abbé Liszt as music like this, written before it, is concerned with thoughts on God and the meaning of life. It's a collection of piano works Liszt called Harmonie Poétique et Religieuse. They're often heard separately, but not often complete as they are here. Among the pieces, Blessing of God in Solitude, Thoughts of the Dead, and first of all, Invocation. The pianist is François-Frédéric Guy, playing at the 2011 Alpenklassik Chamber Music Festival in Bavaria.